يكرر light of my two eyes يكرر evil you despise O master of العالمين O leader to المؤمنين
This is a program in which we talk about one of the sermons of the book Nahjul Balagha.
The gate of knowledge.
We send our salams to Ali. We raise our palms.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is a program designed to talk about the gate of knowledge. We talk about a sermon which is about the characteristics of the pious ones. As an introduction, I would like to read this verse of the Quran. رَبِّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي This is a prayer that is said and is narrated in the Quran from Musa, Moses, peace be upon him, when he was sent to Pharaoh, to Pharaoh, to call him to God. He prayed to God to widen his chest. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري and make my issue easy. واحلل عقدة من لساني remove the tie from my tongue. يفقه قولي in order for them to understand my word. This verse talks about a fact that sometimes people are disturbed in critical situations. The people who are great, the people who are developed in their personality, the people who rely on God, and the pious people, they are not disturbed in different situations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that we examine you with different situations. وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةِ We examine you with difficult situations and with easy situations that are desirable for you and the situations which are undesirable for you. When a person is deep in understanding and developed in perfection, and in this verse that I recited to you, the chest is wide and widened, then the person has a continuous calm status in every situation. And that is because of their relation with God. When we know that we are connected to a being who cannot be defeated, a being who knows everything, a being who is able to do everything. Therefore, we get a strength. We know that we have a support. We are not bent in different situations. We do not lose our temper. we do not lose our steadfastness. This is the character that Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen refers to. They remain in the time of trials as though they remain in comfort. If you want to verify who is pious, who is not pious, one way is to consider people and monitor people in the time of trials, at the time of earthquake, at the time of flood, at the time of difficult situations, disasters. When a person loses his job, when a person is defeated in a marriage, is not successful in marriage, or so forth. Because the people of piety, they know all these situations are different aspects and different dimensions of this world, and all are designed for exam, they do not lose their way. They do not forget what is their responsibility. And the thing that is in their mind is to act according to their responsibility in all situations. Therefore, it is not important for them to be in critical time or to be in comfort. In all situations, they are as if they are the same person. They are calm, they are confident, they are wise. These are the things you see in the people who are deep. Unfortunately, because of the desires people have towards the worldly things, and the worldly things have become the most important things in the mind of people, at the slightest defeat in earning and in reaching to the worldly goals, they lose their everything. And sometimes people commit suicide when they are defeated in goals of life. But for a pious person, this never happens. These people are always calm and confident, strong in the face of calamity, as if nothing had happened. And this is very important thing. How a person can become so strong that not a calamity can, or the disaster can break down the person. Not the death of any dear one can break down a person. This is the piety that can do such a great thing in the mind and in the personality of people. Therefore, one of the characteristics of people of taqwa, the people of piety and virtue, is that they have a continuous status, and that status is that they are after doing the things that are their responsibility. They move and they are after their responsibility in any situation. And also, you consider sometimes at a time of comfort, we become heedless of our responsibilities and we go beyond the limits. The piety doesn't allow the person to go beyond the limits, and therefore stability in the personality of the people of taqwa is one of the results of piety. One more time, I read this beautiful character of the people of taqwa and piety. They remain in the time of trials as though they remain in the time of comfort. Hopefully, we all can reach to such a status, and we become real pious people. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa
صلى الله عليه.